sleep has not been an easy thing. So I right. think that's a common situation for many people. We all want the magic formula. We all want to know what the goal is that we're right. supposed to get to make us awesome.
Yeah. And I think this article that we're going to talk about now is gives a little bit more light. Might not give you the answer, but it kind of maybe clears up what some of the questions you may have. And I think the question that a lot of people have in regards to sleep is, how much sleep do we actually need to be yes. optimal? The federal government recommends between 7 and 8 hours, but this article we found in Time magazine that was actually posted a few days ago discusses that some researchers they've discovered a gene that somebody can operate with on 6 hours of sleep, as well as somebody who does not have this genetic mutation does on 8 hours of sleep.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Guys, we're going to talk about a topic I think we can all, relate to, and that's sleep.
Snooze. I'm snoozing right now.
Right. That's right. Because, I mean, what do they say? Most of our lives is, 30% of your life is sleeping, right? Hopefully,
If you're lucky.
We're going to talk about a topic that is often, I think, debated. Is how much sleep we should get. Is 8 hours the magic number? Well, we got some info that may be contrary to that. So before we jump into that, we want to thank you guys each week for listening. And you guys keep the ratings and reviews coming. If you haven't done so yet, a 5-star rating. Yes, only 5 stars. 5 stars and a great review would be greatly appreciated. You guys can do that on the Apple Podcast app or at the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Also, if you guys didn't know this, we're on Spotify. And I think Google is going over to some sort of new podcast platform. So we're going to be on that shortly, too.
Ooh,
yeah, we're going worldwide, even though we already have been. Anywho, so let's jump into the old training recaps. I feel like I had a pretty good week of training this week because mainly I had some cancellations with clients. So I actually had, and my Apple Watch told me so, that I had my most, I don't know what the word they use, but I guess most vigorous interval, high intensity interval workout this week.
Oh, wow.
It told me, it reminded me actually the day after, it said this was your most intense HIIT workout you've done to date.
Damn.
So I'll just outline that. That was a kettlebell workout. I did 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off, times 16 total rounds. And I did 4 exercises, just repeated it 4 times. I did single hand kettlebell clean.
Yep.
I did a push press, which is an overhead press. I did a single arm kettlebell swing, and then a bent over kettlebell row, all with a 35-pound kettlebell.
Nice.
So that was, as I said, it was it measured. It was the top. I've set the new benchmark. No PR according to my Apple Watch for my HIIT workouts. Also got some Peloton and another kettlebell workout in earlier in the week. But it was a pretty good week for training. Unfortunately, it was due to some cancellations. But I take what I can get. That's for sure.
Yeah.
How was your vigorous week of training?
Well, I don't know if anybody can tell. Maybe if you listen regularly, you might notice that I have a little bit of a little husky kind of thing happening. That is not my sexy podcast voice, folks. This is because I have a cold. This is no pillow talk podcast. Pillow talk podcast. No, this is because Mama got a cold and pillow Ella talk, brought it Mama? Home.
What is, you got a lot of...
Yeah. Ella brought it home, and she got it last weekend. She had it for like maybe 2 or 3 days, which I'm so happy about that she didn't have it for a full-blown like week and a half. She seems to have gotten the lighter version. However, and this goes to today's topic, which is why we felt like today's topic was so spot on. Sometimes we just land on a topic that resonates with our life, and this is one of those moments. I did not get enough sleep. I did not get enough rest for me personally, based on the level of stress and physical exertion that I was getting around the time we were moving. So for everybody who has tuned in recently, you probably know that we moved recently. We moved house, and we did it by ourselves. And if you listen to the last podcast, you know we will not do that again, ever, if we can help it. I actually, my foot is feeling a lot better, I will say, with some wonderful CBD balm that I have been using from one of our favorite brands. And I will get a little bit more into this later. Just a teaser that there's more to come on that later on. But it basically saved my foot. And it allowed me to get some rest because I was not, while my foot was hurting, I was getting worse. Like my sleep was deteriorating because it was waking me up being tired all the time. Or being in pain. Like, so I was going through the days, I was exhausted. Basically, all of that mess, the mishmash mess of things, resulted in me not having the immune system at its best, and I fell. My immune system fell to a cold, not COVID, not even close, thank goodness. We monitor temperatures in this house like crazy people. And also, I've had no other symptoms beyond the nose congestion and cough. So I have now moved on to less congestion in my head and more congestion in my chest, which is why I sound a little bit huskier. So that has literally been my week. It's been getting sick and nursing my foot back to health, which is great. But now I have to take care of myself. The Peloton informed me, the app informed me today, that unless I got on the bike and did a workout today, I was going to break my 8-week streak.
Wow.
I was on an 8-week streak and I blew it. So,
yeah. I did the Peloton for you this week. I should have did it under your name.
No, so let you cheat. I don't want to fake it. I don't want to fake it. Yeah, it stings a little bit just because, you know, I mean, it's a badge. It's not like it's anything crazy, but it's still like when you get that progress going and you're like, yeah, I'm there. And then all of a sudden something happens to derail you and you're just like, you feel somewhat defeated and it's like you're starting from ground zero again. And that's kind of what I feel like this week is going to be like for me. I think I've got, you know, some days left with this cough and everything, but I also think my body is getting stronger and it's just about recovery and getting back into some of those workouts to kick the last bits of this out. But I did break my 8-week streak. Basically, as soon as I brought back the Peloton, I was on an 8-week streak and it was beautiful. But yeah, so that is how, a big reason of how today's topic came about, because whenever we see something on sleep, I think everybody wants to know, like, we all want a magic formula, because most of us, sleep does not come easy. I remember a time in my life, college, when if I was tired, I would freaking sleep through anything. Like basically, like childhood through college, at least anything I can remember, I was really good for the most part. But then I don't know, something about adulthood happened, and sleep just did not come as easy. And like then you get like the injuries and like the pain and all that stuff, and yeah, sleep has not been an easy thing. So I think that's a common situation for many people. We all want the magic formula. We all want to know what the goal is that we're supposed to get to make us awesome.
Yeah, and I think this article that we're going to talk about now is gives a little bit more light. Might not give you the answer, but it kind of maybe clears up what some of the questions you may have. And I think the question that a lot of people have in regards to sleep is how much sleep do we actually need to be optimal? You know, the federal government recommends between 7 and 8 hours, but this article we found in Time magazine that was actually posted a few days ago discusses that some researchers at California, I believe it was University of California, San Francisco, UCSF, they actually have discovered in the last decade, they've discovered over 4 genes or genetic mutations that essentially prove, I guess prove is probably not the right word, but demonstrate that people can operate on less sleep. They can operate you know, more efficiently or as efficient with less sleep as in more sleep. So to give a little better example, they've discovered a gene that somebody can operate with on 6 hours of sleep as well as somebody who does not have this genetic mutation does on 8 hours of sleep. So they're discovering more and more over time. These professors actually discovered the first gene mutation 10 years ago, and now they've discovered 3 other genetic mutations for short sleepers. That's what they describe them as, short sleepers. You know, this whole article
explains so much.
This whole article actually starts off with actually one of the researchers that was in Associated Lab, how she operates on 4 hours of sleep and how she operates more efficiently on 4 hours of sleep. She says she's more energetic. She's more, you know, she not clairvoyant, but she has more mental clarity than she does when she tried to get, you know, that 7 of 8 hours sleep, because once she was trying to hit that number, she was forced to use prescription drugs, you know, non-prescription sleep pills, alcohol and or marijuana edibles to try to hit that magic number. And she said that made her feel even worse. She had even more of a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've heard, and I don't know if we really talked about this, but the idea that everybody has their own circadian rhythm. You know, we're, as mammals, we're typically diurnal, which means that we operate during the day and sleep at night. But within that general framework, every human being has a different circadian rhythm where they operate more efficiently either in the morning times. I would put myself in that category, or somebody who operates and stays up late at night.
So sadly, I am more efficient at night.
Right. Yeah. Like
though I love mornings,
I think it's a perfect example is that I'll give you guys a little peek behind the curtain of the podcast is we usually do this podcast, you know, in the evening, and then I wake up and do the editing first thing in the morning.
And like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
we're not literally talking like when the sun's up and the birds are chirping. Like, Dark 100. Dark.
Yeah, so I will wake up, I'll get up, wash my face, brush my teeth. The computer's already set up, and I go in and I just start editing the audio file.
Yeah.
And like, I do that, and like, I used to do that when I used to write blogs and all that stuff too. It used to be, I do it first thing. I work very efficiently first thing in the morning. So, but I think Shannon's the exact opposite, where she works pretty efficiently at night too.
Yeah, you know? If you came at me and said, edit a blog at 5:30 in the morning, I'd have a few choice words, expletives probably. Mm-hmm. And I would not be able to do it in like any sort of efficient capacity. I would be miserable. But I am one of those people, and I've done it recently, where if I have something I have to do, I will work until 1 o'clock in the morning to get it done. Also, probably why I am sick right now, because regardless of what time I want to get up in the morning, I have to get up at a certain time, no matter when I go to bed. So yeah, we are actually opposites in terms of, I think, yeah, our natural rhythms.
Right. And this article is really interesting. Like I said, it's from Time. It was released a few days ago. And the title is Individual Circadian Clocks Might Be the Next Frontier of Personalized Medicine. And that's kind of where the article really goes into it. You know, it talks about the short sleepers and, you know, discovering the genetic mutations. But then it goes, elaborates even more about how this circadian clocks can not just be for sleep, but also are talking about how your individual organs have circadian rhythms and how basically everybody's is different. So one great example of that is that, like, they talk about how when you get your cholesterol tested, the time of day can affect cholesterol tests.
Yeah.
Same thing with blood sugar. Like, people who get their blood sugar taken, anybody who's type 2 diabetes, time of day can affect what their blood sugar is.
Yep.
So it's like really interesting stuff about how a lot of the stuff, if you're, you know, with you know, cholesterol, if it's, you know, they tell you to fast for 24 hours. Well, most people are like, well, I don't want to spend the whole day fasting. I want to get it done in the morning. They go in the morning, and maybe their liver hasn't processed the cholesterol correctly, because, I mean, that's where your cholesterol is processed. So they get a abnormal reading, or maybe a higher reading than normal, and it could lead to prescriptions that they don't quite need. So it's very interesting stuff. This is all stuff that they're still getting more information about, but hopefully, like, in 10 years or another decade from now, we'll discover more. Therefore, there will be more personalized approach to medicine, and your doctors will know essentially what your circadian clock is based on some other, you know, prior information, whatever it may be, you know. So it's really interesting stuff about how we're just, I mean, they already said it, personalized medicine. You're not getting that one size fits all. You're not getting put in that kind of category. Right? So you're getting stuff. You're getting prescriptions and diagnosis that's specific to your body, your specific bodily system and circadian clock.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. I think that's it's a step to, and you know, we talked about it already about how we can optimize our health, because if this COVID-19 has told us anything, it's we need to be a little bit more conscious about all our health systems, all our bodily yeah. functions and whatnot, because the more optimized we can be, the more better suited we are to fight things like this, you know?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's evident in when we get, you know, I know that my failing in terms of when I get sick, it's not like me being just constantly stressed. Like, I can actually handle a high amount of stress in my life. It's not even like poor diet. It's not like, oh, I went out and had drinks this night and I got sick this night. For me, it has been, and like as long as I can remember, always come down to sleep. Sleep, even going back all the way, I think, to like when I probably started noticing a pattern. If I didn't sleep well, like even back in college, if I didn't get enough sleep, like even if I went to bed at 2 o'clock, if I didn't sleep till a certain time, like clockwork, I would get some kind of cold or sickness, you know, mm-hmm. like it was almost guaranteed. And that has been the story of my life for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And some people just like it doesn't matter as much, like maybe because I have a crap quality of sleep. Mm-hmm. I like those hours that I get really matter. But that sets the tone for everything else. And this study, I think the reason it's exciting and it's also really significant, is because at a time when we're all trying to understand what is it, like what is that recipe for us that's going to give us the most optimal defense against something like COVID, it's knowing every aspect of yourself, paying attention to it, and really supporting those systems, all fronts.
Right.
And sleep is probably the most important.
I agree. They talk about it in this article and many of the other articles that you even, you just typed in sleep, the importance of sleep. And it talks about how a lack of sleep or poor sleep quality can lead to any, you name it, pretty much any disorder, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, cognitive decline, everything under the sun. Honestly, bad sleep or poor sleep quality or lack of sleep can lead to those things. So yeah, like you said, it's kind of the cornerstone of your health. So it's really interesting to look at these studies to see where basically where, you know, sleep genetics goes and individualized what you need for sleep wise, because that could help you operate more efficiently. So
it will be interesting to see how these kinds of things actually get passed down the chain to like our doctors and actually executed into real life, because it's exciting to see studies like this and realize like, oh my gosh, if you're a person who really optimally works on 5 hours, or you're somebody that's like, my God, I need 9, and you think there's something wrong with you, well, like there's probably a reason for it. But how are we supposed to know until it can actually, like, there can be some sort of a process that's like standardized across the board,
right?
So that we could actually go get these.
You're right.
Information in real life.
It sounds like they're getting closer. Like I said, they're identifying genes, so hopefully that's kind of a step to, you know, getting that more information that you need, where you can, your doctor can essentially just know what your clock is of your different systems, and then prescribe something based on that information. So really interesting stuff. Check out that article yourself, guys. And I think now we're going to jump into, this is really a sleep themed, episode, because I think what we're pumped about, or what's got us pumped, maybe about sleep a little bit, or at least help us about sleep.
Okay.
All right. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right. Go for it.
So what's got me pumped this week is, and I hinted at it earlier, but it is the hemp-infused Max Solve by Cured. And Cured Nutrition is a brand that we've actually had the privilege of interviewing their
founder and CEO.
And we have tried their products, and I am very proud to say that in the world of sleep, one of the products that I tried was like their sleep CBD adaptogen kind of sleep product.
Mm-hmm.
But that is actually not what I have in my hand. The Max Solve is what saved my foot. I'm absolutely convinced, and allowed me to actually get some sleep. And it has been amazing. It's just a roll-on balm. But it's got the, what is this? It's got like, it says 250 on it, which I think is talking about the level of CBD.
Yeah. The milligrams of CBD, I believe.
Yeah. It's a full spectrum CBD product, and it just like I don't know if anybody's ever had plantar fasciitis. It sounds odd, but it's essentially, I just strained my arch in my foot, and it's so uncomfortable because even if you're not standing on it, it still freaking hurts. and sleeping was not comfortable. So I rolled this thing on after like two or three nights. Nick's like, he handed me this thing. I've never seen it. Didn't even know we had it. And Nick was like, yeah, try this. And it was like, within 15 minutes, I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is this? And why am I only now finding out about it? I actually got a full night's sleep, probably the best night's sleep I'd had in, I don't know, since before we moved. And it was amazing. It really, I think it saved my foot and honestly helped heal the process along. But it helped me get some very needed sleep, especially since by that point I was already starting to fight my cold. So I am a huge fan now. This is definitely something that I can say has got me pumped. I will be a believer in this product as well as that sleep product. I am becoming like a cured nutrition spokesperson. Mm-hmm. We get paid nothing by these people, yep. By the way. This is just true, pure love.
Yes. They were kind enough to sponsor probably our most popular giveaway on the podcast. Yeah. And I've been talking to Joseph Sheehy, the founding partner and CEO who we interviewed, and he said he'd be willing to do another one. So we'll probably be doing another sampler pack, which I believe has some of that salve in it. So
stuff is magic.
The lucky winner. Yes. So
I have to put some on tonight.
I am a fan of it also. So mine is related to sleep, and it's a supplement that I get in my Care of vitamin package.
Oh.
And I get magnesium. I believe it's magnesium sulfate. And it's actually, you know, basically it magnesium is a great supplement to help regulate sleep health. Mm. So there's a lot of supplements out there to help with sleep. Melatonin, I think hops, valerian root or some, but also magnesium. I think specifically magnesium sulfate, I believe. But yeah, I've been taking it. I've never really had any trouble going to sleep.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, so but it's trying to make sure that I kind of just stay asleep and give us some good sleep quality. And I've been taking it a while and I've really, really enjoyed it. So, and I think it has helped regulate my sleep. So, Care of Vitamins. I think we've done an unboxing with them.
We talked about them way back in the day. Way back. It's probably like over 2 years ago.
Really, really interesting concept about personalized vitamins and stuff. And you can do like an online quiz. I always recommend going to your doctor and your physician and getting blood work to see if you have any deficiencies in regards to vitamins and whatnot. Cause that way you can program that into the quiz to get a little bit more kind of personalized vitamin recommendations.
Yeah, and they come in those nice little packs, which mm-hmm. literally every vitamin company, I mean, even Amazon does this now. But the kind of cooler thing about it is really that you get to personalize it on the upfront based off of your own health and wellness goals.
Absolutely. All right. I think we did it. Speaking of sleep, I think we're about to go to sleep. I know I am.
Nick is looking a little peaky. Yep. Of course, I probably will rally in another 15, 20 minutes. I'll either rally or I'll crash. I'm not sure which.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. I'm going to put my balm on.
That's right. We will be back, guys, next week with another great episode. So stay tuned. Spread the word. Share this episode and the many episodes, our past episodes. We're going over, I think we're approaching 220 episodes. So we're getting there.
Holy cow.
Real quick, guys. So share it with a friend. And you got anything else for them this evening?
No.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And we'll check you next time.
Sleep tight.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.
Why? Just
it end. Just goes on. And on and on.
I can't stop it.
It's like a runaway train.